800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good afternoon. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A woman is dead after a Tuesday evening shooting in Baltimore's Central District. Police say the shooting happened just before 6 p.m. in the 700 block of East Preston Street. The victim was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper body, and she was pronounced dead a short time later. There is no word on a suspect or a motive. Baltimore County Police have arrested two suspects in connection to a pair of armed robberies in Towson earlier this month. In both cases, the 17 and 19-year-old suspects held the victims at gunpoint and demanded their valuables. Police say one suspect is a high school student and the other attends college in the area. 19-year-old Emmanuel Robinson faces charges that include armed robbery, first-degree assault, and being a minor in possession of a firearm. He remains held without bond. The 17-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult, but his name has not been released. Stein on Sports and the Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's trimmed their roster down by 7 yesterday. Most notable among the cuts were two of the Birds' top prospects, infielder Kobe Mayo and catcher Sam Bisaio. Mayo was not happy, saying he's proven everything he can at AAA. Manager Brandon Hyde saying that Mayo must improve his strike zone discipline. Mayo struck out 22 times in 17 games a year ago and whiffed on 45.6% of his swings, according to StatCast. Meanwhile, Cubs and Dodgers in Tokyo this morning. Game 2 of the season. The crowd came to see Shohei, and baseball's best player delivered.
There's an absolute tank! Right center field! It is off the wall! To second goes Ohtani. To home goes Ohtani. It was a home run. I don't know where that ball hit.
Call on Fox Sports 1 and listen to that crowd. Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-3, sweep the two-game series. Ravens catching the attention of national media outlets, Pro Football Focus and Pro Football Network, putting the Ravens at number one in their post-free agency power rankings, citing the retention of Ronnie Stanley and Pat Ricard and the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on his roster-building philosophy.
It's always going to be an allocation of resources and where you spend your money every year. There's different schools of thought, but you've got to be physical. We've always prided ourselves on being a physical football team that can stop the run, run the ball, protect the quarterback, rush the passer, and win games in the fourth quarter.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Terps look to make a move in March. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden in Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Today looks to be the warmest day of the week. Sunny, 72. Tomorrow, lots of clouds with showers in the afternoon, 68. Friday, sunny and breezy. Feels like March, 58. Friday, I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Currently 52 degrees in Bel Air, 56 in Halethorpe, and 58 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Look, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? We've been talking about the school system, obviously, now Kerwin blueprints going to cost the state of Maryland $700 million more than we believe to be true. Yay for us, the taxpayers, right? We were also talking about the officer that was shot last week. We found out more about the suspect. The teacher will end up going to his bond hearing today in court. So we'll get more information, I'm sure, on a motive tomorrow. But right now, I have a special guest joining us. And I'm telling you what, he has been put through the ringer. And it's so disappointing and frustrating because, you know, you watch what happened with President Trump. And you watch what happened with a lot of public figures, right? And you get in this position when you're a public figure, you know, it's so hard to go after everyone that trashes your name and your reputation. And you're just kind of sitting there kind of taking it at times because you know you have to just continue to move forward. And I'm talking about our guest, Enrique Tarrio. Enrique, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great. Obviously, with my freedom given to me about 2 months ago, I'm doing even better. But thank you for having me on.
No, absolutely. And thank you for taking the time. I know that you're very busy. Right to get into it, I wanted to just talk about real quick. The Hill, they dropped an article yesterday saying that D.C. dropped the lawsuit against the Proud Boys. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what was going on with that?
Rightfully so, they dropped the lawsuit. Now, I'm still waiting to hear back from my attorney because there was multiple lawsuits after January 6th. Obviously, for the listeners that don't know, I wasn't there. But we got sued by Benny Thompson and other members of Congress, which coincidentally, Benny Thompson was also on the J6 committee. And then we also got sued by the District of Columbia. So I'm kind of confused as to which one was dropped, but I believe at the time, I think both of them are dropped. These lawsuits were asking for large sums of money for what happened in D.C. that day, which I hold no responsibility for what happened that day. So I'm happy that justice prevailed yesterday, and justice is going to continue to prevail for the next 3.5 years.
No, it's a very wild story. And in just a second, I want to get into how you were even implicated on this, even though you were not there. But the story here from The Hill, and I'm glad the reporter wrote this up, it says the lawsuit was originally brought by the D.C. Attorney General in 2021, and the complaint was against the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. It named several individuals over their roles at the Capitol riot, which forced the evacuation of Congress as it sought to certify the 2020 election results. But as you noted, you weren't even in D.C., right? You weren't actually there. How did they implicate you to begin with?
Well, I am the only January 6th defendant out of 1,600 that was charged and wasn't there. If I had an answer to that question, I would. The reason why they picked me up is because they needed the most bang for their buck. At the time, they had no way to get Donald Trump implicated on January 6th. So they wanted to make the most noise, and what they did is they got the leader at the time of the Proud Boys, and they kicked down my door. They turned my door into toothpicks and arrested me originally for obstructing an official proceeding, which the Supreme Court overturned all the convictions of 18 U.S.C. 1512, and then subsequently, a couple months later, they superseded the indictment with one of the probably ugliest crimes that anybody can be accused of, which was sedition. For those that don't know what sedition is, it's attempting to overthrow the U.S. government by force.
Wow. Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Enrique Tarrio, And Enrique, you know, when I watched what was going on with you and so many others on January 6th, and we've had some other people on the show, your heart really, truly breaks, right? Even Brandon Strzok. You got Isabella DeLuca. They picked her up for touching a table in the Capitol. So when I saw these charges, you know, of course, it's like, okay, well, they were there. They were in the Capitol. But to see that you weren't even there, I just my mind was blown. You know, if you could tell us real quick, you know, when it came to you finally being released, what happened with that? And did you receive a pardon from President Trump?
So I did receive a pardon from President Trump on January 20th. A lot of people asked me how I felt that day being pardoned. And I'll tell you that my mood didn't change, because the day that my mood changed was when the president won the election, because at that time I knew that the President Trump was the president of promises made, promises kept. And one of his main promises was in the first 9 minutes of his presidency, he was going to pardon January Sixers. And he also said that he was going to go case by case, which is exactly what he did. And, you know, under no circumstances do I condone any violence that happened that day. But I don't think that's why he pardoned. Actually, he said it. That's not why he pardoned a lot of these January Sixers. He pardoned them not for their actions, but he pardoned them because of the system, the corrupt justice system that we had and the process that we had to go through. So he pardoned the process. He didn't pardon the actions of these individuals. So, but let me tell you, with that pardon, I mean, I wasn't looking at 2, 3, I was looking at 22. The rest of my life in a federal prison, that's what the Biden administration wanted me to go through, simply for my words. If celebrating what happened on January 6th, is a crime, then yes, I'm guilty, because I celebrated it that day as I saw it happening. But I did not plan to overthrow the United States government, and I did not plan to storm the Capitol.
Right. And I would note that if you really did plan to storm the Capitol, you would at least have been there, right? I mean,
you had to at least be there. It's wild. I mean, I'm so happy right now that I get to hug my family again. I get to be home. I get to, you know, I'm in my backyard right now, just walking back and forth, which is this simple act is just like amazing to me. People don't know how important, like we preach liberty and freedom and we say those words, but those words have meaning.
Yeah.
And to me, they have a lot more meaning now. And I know that I'm living my life how I want to live it.
Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Enrique Tarrio. Enrique, and I'm not quite familiar. You know, of course, I saw a video of you. Was that CPAC weekend? And I commented on your video because you did. Who did you confront in that video?
I confronted ex-officer Fanon and ex-officer Harry Dunn. And the reason why I did it, I used words that were very strong in the video. But what they did was despicable and disgusting. During my trial and at my sentencing, specifically Harry Dunn, which I think ran unsuccessfully there in Maryland.
Yep, for Congress,
Congress.
Yep.
His own people didn't even want him. But at sentencing, you know, my mom was in the crowd, and when the judge struck me down with 22 years, my mom was sobbing. And while he was just a couple feet away from my mom, he audibly laughed and celebrated, you know. And one thing I don't play with is my family. So you could tell me everything. People could call me any name that they want, accuse me of anything. But if you play with my family, I will confront you. And I did. I did confront him and Officer Fanon, because Officer Fanon also sat in my trial, and did the same thing with my family in the pews.
Wow. It really is despicable, Enrique. And just so you know, you're correct. Harry Dunn did run for Congress here in District 3 in Maryland, and he didn't even make it out of the Democrat primary, by the way. So he didn't even get out of the primary. So, you know, a lot of people knew that he was kind of just almost like a plant, right? And nobody really even knew him in the district. They did it because they wanted to make him look like he was some kind of hero, which a lot of people were very upset about. Now, did you spend time in the, what do they call that, the D.C. gulag?
Yes, I did. I had, and I'll say it with pride, I had the pleasure of sitting with my fellow January Sixers for about 4 months in the D.C. gulag, and the only thing that was good about it was I was with Jay Sixers. Other than that, I mean, the place is a hellhole. D.C. jail has unlivable conditions, not by my own words, by the U.S. Marshal's own words, and they had to evacuate all federal inmates from the D.C. jail back in at the end of 2021 because of the living conditions, because of the feces on the floor, because of the flooding, because of the food. I mean, there's multiple, because of the assaults. Hopefully D.C. cleans up their act. I doubt it, but I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know, D.C. is a different monster. It doesn't, like, I go to D.C. often, and I was actually planning on buying a condo there back in 2020. Thank God I didn't. Because it doesn't even feel like it's America. It feels like a third world country. Their murder rates are through the roof. When I was in D.C. holding cell, there was two 12-year-olds, separate cases, for murder, you know?
Yeah.
And they keep implementing these gun laws and more gun laws and more gun laws, and they don't understand they can't legislate that problem away. That problem is a problem with the culture in D.C., D.C. as a whole, and that can't be corrected by legislation.
Right. No, you're right about that. Enrique, let me ask you this. I had some texters text in. They wanted to ask you questions. Of course, I knew you were coming on the show today. And again, thank you for your time. One texter says it is to his understanding that the Proud Boys were founded as a response to Antifa violence, primarily in the Pacific Northwest. They're wondering, is that why the Proud Boys was founded? And can you confirm whether or not any of the Proud Boys were assaulted or even shot at that time?
So we weren't founded on the premises as a counter to Antifa. We were founded on a premises of just making better men as a fraternity, as a drinking club. And because of those bonds and because of our love for this country, it comes naturally that we defend Trump supporters on the street. And we're not a political group. You know, it's not when you join the Proud Boys, we don't ask you like what your race, religion, cultural background, or who you even voted for. We don't care about that. For us, all we care about is that you were born a man, which is crazy that you got to say born a man, and you got to believe that the West is the best. Western civilization is the best civilization, and through that brotherhood, like I said, comes that camaraderie and comes that natural protective male instinct, which if there's ever a Proud Boy in a crowd and they're just attending an event and something were to happen, like one of these left-wing groups like Antifa or BLM come around and try to assault a Trump supporter, the Proud Boys will get in the way and the Proud Boys will stop that from happening. So we didn't get founded as a counter to Antifa. We just got founded on the notion of creating better Western men.
Well, we appreciate that. And I guess we could confirm also, because some people look at Proud Boys as a white supremacist group, which is the furthest from the truth. I mean, when you look at, even just looking at the Proud Boys, I can guarantee you guys are not white supremacists, right?
No, and me specifically, as I can't talk about what our current structure in the organization is, but I could tell you, as the chairman of the group for about 5 years, I am a Afro-Cuban with African roots and Cuban roots. Hablo el español mejor que hablo el inglés. So for translation, I speak better Spanish than I do English. I'm Cuban. The demographics of the Proud Boy chapters, because we have individual chapters across the world, not just the United States. As a matter of fact, the Japanese Proud Boys just sent me some cool T-shirts. But It depends on where they live. So if there's a Proud Boy chapter in the middle of Kentucky, they're mainly white. Now here in South Florida, most of 95% of my membership is Cuban. Our Atlanta chapter is 50% African American, 50% white. New York is a melting pot, and so is our Los Angeles chapter. So again, we don't care what race or religion you are. I'm pretty dark myself, even though I've been without sunlight for the past 3 years of my life, so I'm working on the tan. We don't care about anything else but your values.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Enrique, you have a podcast coming. What do you have coming up?
So we're working on a couple things right now. I have a podcast. Our podcast network is coming up soon. We're about to release the name of the studio. And then we're having my old shop, which is the www.1776.shop.com. The website's currently not up. But we'll bring that back. It's kind of like an Amazon for conservative merchandise where people can come and sell their merchandise on the website. And everybody who sells on there is a certified conservative Trump supporter.
Nice.
So we're building that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have that back up.
Nice. Well, Enrique Tarrio, thank you so much for your time today. And I know you're enjoying your freedom. And tell your mother we said hello, and we're happy that her son is home.
Thank you, Kim. I'll make sure I tell her. I'm having lunch with her now in a little while.
All right. We'll do that. We'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, another thank you to Enrique Tarrio, and he was the former leader of the Proud Boys. Obviously, as you heard there, he was in the D.C. gulag for 3 years. And just think about that. He wasn't even in D.C. on January 6th, yet he was charged with being there on January 6th and kind of orchestrating the whole thing. turned out not to be true at all. Adam, in the text line, I see that you asked, how does someone join the Proud Boys? I would say if you're on X, Enrique, like, you know, you can comment right on any post and he'll respond. Also, it looks like he has linked on his X account and just put in Enrique Tarrio. And you know what? Actually, you know what? His handle's a little different. It is Noble One. That is N-O-B-L-E-O-N-E. Noble One. Now, if you type in Enrique Tarrio, it will come up. But he has linked there, Adam, a link to his Telegram feed. And it looks like people, he's got over 4,000 subscribers there on Telegram. It looks like he chats with people there as well. And so you'll be able to ask him. It looks like, like you noted, there are different chapters across the country. So that I guess you would have to get involved wherever you live, Adam. I'm not sure where you live, but involved with that chapter organizer, excuse me. And I'm sure he could point you in the right direction. But yeah, if you just go to his X page and just ask him, even on, because he did, he quoted our show. He says, "And we're live." And you could just put a comment right on that post there and he'll be able to see it. I can't imagine what it was like to be locked up and to think that you were going to serve 22 years knowing that you did absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, talk about heartbreaking. And then to hear that his mother was there in the courtroom and she was crying. And that is what I saw on the video, by the way, that I noted during the interview. It was Enrique. He was with a friend of his, I believe. Maybe there might have been two friends there with him. And it was CPAC weekend. And Harry Dunn and this other officer, they were walking towards an elevator. And he didn't get up in their face. He was a good 20, 30 feet away from them. And he said, "Hey, guys, what's going on? Do you want to laugh, you know, now?" You know, but he didn't even get close to them. OK, so he wasn't confrontational in a way that it would have been scary in any way. Right. He just said, "Hey, I want to talk to you." And of course, they ran onto the elevator, ran away from him. But it's like, look, I commented. I'm like, man, you're more calm than I would be. I would have threw my shoe into that elevator. I mean, could you imagine? He was getting locked up for 22 years because of those guys. Wasn't even there. Ugh, crazy times. All right, when we get back, we'll talk about Doge. Is it constitutional or unconstitutional? A judge says it's unconstitutional. We'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some judges continue to slow the Trump administration's attempts to trim the size of the government. Now it's a federal judge in Maryland temporarily blocking Doge from dismantling USAID. Presidents Trump and Putin have a deal on the Russia-Ukraine war, but the hostilities persist so far. Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is speaking with President Trump by a phone. More Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza overnight. The Israeli military says it took out a terrorist rocket launching base in northern Gaza. Amid questions about who might be behind it, who's funding what could be an organized campaign, Tesla dealerships in various places around the country have been targeted by vandals. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 240 points. The Nasdaq better by 167 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans will legally wager over $3 billion during March Madness. That's up over $300 million compared to last year, which represents an 11% increase. Meanwhile, Maryland head coach Kevin Willard preparing for the tournament. at the mic on Monday talking about his forward, Baltimore's own Julian Reese, realizing his dreams.
That was his goal. He wanted to graduate from Maryland, and he wanted to help us get back to the big dance. And obviously, anybody that's watched us all year realizes that he's as big a reason for that as anything.
Bird's doing some spring cleaning yesterday, trimming seven from the roster, including an unhappy Kobe Mayo, and catching phenom Sam Bisaio, who left a mark this spring, especially with his bat.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh, Samuel Bisaio just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here, an absolute monster blast to right.
That it was.
Called by the Pirates broadcasters on the MLB feed, that blast coming in an earlier spring game against Pittsburgh. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps and Wings last night in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got some rain, cooler weather heading our way. Take advantage of the gorgeous spring weather today. Blue skies, warmer temperatures. 72 this afternoon. Tomorrow, cold front's on the way, bringing us some showers by the afternoon. 68 the high tomorrow. Friday, sunny and breezy. It's cooler, like March. 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution. And it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today, 410-744-6088.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. You know what? I just checked X. I saw where our guest, Enrique Tarrio, with the Cowboys, he had posted that he really enjoyed coming on WCBM, and it was actually a lot of fun. So hopefully more people will see that post and they'll want to join us on the show and talk more about things that are going on a day-to-day basis. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by David Jones. He is the Curtis Bay resident and advocate. And remember, he went to Annapolis as well because they're fighting against the pollution there in Curtis Bay. But remember, about a week and a half ago, I think it was, CXX train actually derailed. Do you guys remember hearing that? Yeah. So apparently even more... Even more happened there in Curtis Bay. And a lot of the environmental issues, I will say, are completely ignored in that area. Yet we have a governor and so many of those in the state house now that say that their number one concern is the environment. So I would love to know why Curtis Bay is being ignored. So David will join us tomorrow. And then on Friday, Marty, if you're listening, Marty, that's usually in my text line, which I appreciate you. On Friday, we've got Mr. Merck. He is running for governor here in the state of Maryland, and he is the first Republican to throw his hat in the ring. And so he'll join us on Friday. And so get your questions ready, because he said that you can call in and ask questions, and he'll be happy to do so. So that is coming up Thursday and Friday, so don't go anywhere but here to WCBM. I also wanted to note, we are going to talk about this judge claiming that USAID is unconstitutional. And of course, the judge is from Maryland, right? I mean, were we expecting anything different? The judge was either from Maryland or California. That's it. Okay, for some reason we get involved in this nonsense because we have the most liberal people on earth living in our state. But I wanted to just go back real quick to the astronauts that touched down yesterday. Remember, these astronauts, they were stuck in space for about 9 to 10 months, right? And apparently, according to Elon Musk, and we're going to get into some audio here from Elon because he was on Sean Hannity's show last night. But according to Elon Musk, Elon actually offered to get these astronauts back here home to Earth to the Biden administration. And they declined. And Elon believes that was because of politics. Now, apparently, these astronauts were only supposed to be in space for 8 days. Did you know that? I didn't realize 8 days turned into almost 10 months. But take a listen.
I just want to clarify on the issue of whether or not you had offered to send this rocket to space to rescue these astronauts sooner to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I heard somebody earlier today say, in fact, that didn't happen, when I believe it did.
No, we definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons. And that's just a fact.
Wow. So knowing that now, I wonder where this investigation is going to go. So 8 days turned into 10 months. My first thing was, they must have been afraid about running out of food and everything else. I would have been so nervous. But not only that, I mean, you probably got to the point where you're like, we're never going home, right? I would think. Well, I also wanted to just play this clip for you as well. And that's why I bring this up, because we talk a lot about government and how government meddles in a lot of different things. And usually government is not the answer. And that is one of the main reasons I'm a Republican, because I'm just so sick and tired. And some people might say, Kim, that's a libertarian in you, and that's fine. I don't look at libertarian as a bad word. It's not a bad name to me. But I think that government has gone so beyond the scope in which our founding fathers, you know, created such, because I do believe that we should be much more independent as people. And then the government kind of just backs up our independence, right? I mean, there could be basic government functions like picking up the trash, you know, making sure the mail is delivered, you know, the basics. But when they got into all these different industries, I think it really did take away from some of the innovation that at that time we were capitalizing on. Because, I mean, think about, if you were thinking about a time when we were really inventing things, right? We were really being creators. We were doing a phenomenal job. And then that innovation started to slow. Did you notice that too? All right. Well, I want you to take a listen to this clip, because they were talking about space and some of the space programs, of course, those within the government, and then those now with Elon Musk in the private sector. Take a listen.
Launch Control Dragon, loud and clear.
These two American astronauts spent more than 2 months in space.
Ignition. Liftoff.
Their launch was the first manned launch from the U.S. in 10 years.
The Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon, go NASA!
Go NASA? Wait, why NASA? NASA hasn't sent anyone into space for years. This rocket was launched by Elon Musk.
Musk had not only done something that it was previously thought that only the governments of superpowers could do, he had done things that they thought they couldn't do, that no one could do.
Robert Zubrin, author of The Case for Space, points out that private companies now do what NASA couldn't even imagine doing: send people into space affordably.
This is the potential of free enterprise.
Apollo 11, this is Houston.
50 years ago, NASA did send astronauts to the moon.
We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained.
Makes me wonder, why did the moon landing succeed?
Apollo was purpose-driven. We wanted to astonish the world what free people could do.
But after that success, NASA became a typical government agency. Over budget, behind schedule.
When you don't have a truly commanding purpose, the purpose of the program becomes to supply money to various suppliers.
Like Lockheed Martin, where Zubrin worked, and where he discovered a way for this rocket to carry twice as much weight.
It doubled the payload capability for 10% extra cost. They said to us, look, if the Air Force wants us to improve the Titan, they'll pay us to do it.
Why would a private contractor not innovate? Because
the incentive structure is all messed up.
NASA pays contractors development costs and then adds 10% profit. The more projects cost, the bigger the contractor's profit.
You have good people engaged in cost maximization because you just gave them incentive to do that.
We have not been good at maintaining schedule, and we have not been good at maintaining cost.
All right. And that is what I would assume. Now, yeah, when you're thinking about NASA and you're thinking about being innovative in, you know, those in that industry specifically. And as mentioned there, that was Strassel, right? Was that John Strassel? It sounded like him. Stossel. That's how you say it? Okay. All right. John Stossel. He was pointing out that at some point in time, we lost the innovation piece. And Elon Musk says in this interview, well, yeah, because like any other government agency, you get the special interest groups, you get the lobbyists, and you get all these people that are trying to make money on the side. And then it becomes, you know, similar to Department of Education, right? Then it becomes the situation where you put all this money into it, but you then realize you can make more money by not being innovative, by not being efficient, and by not taking things to another level. And I think we see that in many agencies. I've got David in Westminster. David, you wanted to weigh in?
I do want to weigh in because they, besides being inefficient, they have no common sense.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So I adopted a boy in 1996 from Estonia. He's been here 29 years. He developed psychological schizophrenia, blah, 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 blah. And so he has been a client of Humanum for 20-some years. I don't even know how long. And so we were trying to get him an updated photo ID, and they said, MBA says, bring us his birth certificate. So I bring the foreign birth certificate, and they said, oh, no, this is foreign, so you know, do you have anything else? And so I said, well, he has a Social Security number, and they said, well, give us his card. Well, we only had a photocopy. Well, go back to Social Security. Okay, so we go to Social Security. Hey, give us a new copy of his card. Oh, you can't do that because guess what? INS says he's not a citizen. We have gotten a passport. We have gotten Social Security. He's on SSI. He, you know, blah, blah, Section 8 housing. So I started going through immigration. And immigration just a couple weeks ago said, no, he's not a citizen because you failed to readopt him in America before he was 18.
What?
Yeah. So he's getting thrown out of Section 8 housing the 1st of April. And I cannot get anybody to react that here's, you don't get a passport unless you're a citizen. You don't get a Social Security number unless you're a citizen. He's got both of them. But we didn't readopt him, so we're out on our ear.
This is insanity. So, okay, so when he goes and requests this information with his documentation, what did they tell him personally? The same thing?
Well, number one, you don't get personal interviews.
Okay.
Everything has been in writing and... you know, the letter from February 25th basically said, oh, well, you have five things that you've got to be. And he was all of them. But because you didn't follow all the rules. And so he's he's 37 years old because he was 8 when he came here. And he isn't responsible for not being readopted.
Right.
And his parents didn't do it after all these years. And him 20 years being on SSI. This isn't making any sense. And I can't get anybody's attention to say, hello, this doesn't make logical sense. And
wow.
Because INS, they don't want to give you a phone number. They don't want to give you an email address. They want to just stand behind a screen and say, I'm sorry. And so when you call their helpline, it's a computer. You don't get to talk to a person.
David, this is so confusing for me because, talking on the show every day, and noting that we have illegal immigrants in this country right now that have Section 8, that have, these government programs.
Well, but all that's being eliminated because now under Section 8, I didn't find this out there yesterday, Section 8 housing sends their list of Section 8 people to INS, and they make a determination and they send it back. So because he was rejected on the 25th of February the next month, he gets rejected for Section 8 housing. It's all new stuff. You know, all this is brand new.
All of this is new. Okay. And this was passed at the state or the federal level?
This is all federal level now.
Okay.
I've been working on a state issue for the last week to say, hey, he's mentally incapacitated. Well, he's not mentally competent.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So because he's not mentally competent, you can't just throw him on the street, you know?
Right.
And everybody in Maryland says nothing we can do. And yesterday I was told it was a federal issue and that's why the state's hands are tied. And then I can't even, I call Catholic Charities. What can you do to help me? Can you help me with legal aid? Not taking new clients.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally every call I've made, no one has helped.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I even tried my new congresswoman, Elthridge, whatever.
Oh, right, Sarah Elthridge, yep.
Well, her office was incompetent. They were like, okay, well, we'll send a letter to INS. Well, and they're not INS, they're USCIS now. But when we were dealing with them, they were INS. And the Justice Department was the one who sent the cable saying that our N-600 was approved, which is citizenship, and please issue him a visa to come to the U.S. Like, okay, well, what's going on now?
Wow.
I mean, literally, we tried to do everything, and we weren't told readopt him. We would have done it.
Yeah.
And he has to be readopted by the time he's 18.
Right, because you can't go back now.
He's 37,
Yeah. Right.
This isn't happening.
Well, David, I am so sorry that you're dealing with all this, but you're right. This is, again, government issues. Yeah.
Yeah, but no common sense. No, stop, take a look at all the paperwork and make a determination. You see one thing that didn't happen, and so, you're out.
Wow.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, David, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm sorry that you're having to deal with all of this, and I hope that somebody picks up the phone and, makes this happen. I guess the next step would be to go to your senator, I would think, yes?
I just did today.
Okay.
They're trying to do something internally, and they'll call me back.
Okay. Well,
but,
David,
I'm running out of time till April 1st. I mean, I'm really...
Right.
We're running out of time.
Right. Well, David, I hope that they call you back soon, and please keep us updated.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. And see, but look, David has these issues. A lot of people have these issues. And I just want you to just, again, take into consideration that we bend over backwards for the legal immigrants that just got here, right? Bend over backwards for them. Yet you hear what David is dealing with. When we get back, we are going to touch on this USAID and how a judge in Maryland is saying it's unconstitutional.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, telling all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertores Restaurant in Bel Air.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths. So stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, the JFK files are released today. We'll see if they are blockbuster or meh.
You're too much trouble. Get some therapy.
Also, it looks like Donald Trump has got the ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Other than that, Donald Trump hasn't accomplished anything.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, I hope you're having a great day. It's supposed to be a beautiful day outside. I don't know yet. I haven't been out the doors as of yet. But when I leave here, I will try my best to enjoy it. Like I said, next week it looks like it's going to be chilly. Why do they play with my emotions like this? I don't know. Mother Nature, please stop it. Just stop. But you know what? Every day is a blessing. So I'll just take it with a smile. Before the break, we were talking about this judge in Maryland that is claiming that the cuts at USAID are unconstitutional. And I want to say that they are not. We've seen this in the past, especially during Bill Clinton's administration in the 1990s. And so what we really need is for Congress to act. Like I said, there are some members of Congress that are sipping tequila in Cancun right now. This is what kills me the most. It's like they got all these breaks, right? And they're always going home. And I love them to death. You know, I do. I think, you know, the America First members are doing a great job. But at the same time, it's like, come on, we don't have that much time. That's why Trump is moving so quickly. We don't know what this is going to look like in 2 years, right? I mean, it could be crazy. And the Democrats could end up getting back either the House or the Senate. So we need to take care of all these things immediately. Well, anyways, I was looking at this clip from ABC News, and of course, you know, they're not very big fans of President Trump, but I want you to take a listen and then we'll talk about it.
Law professor Kim Whaley, join me now with more on this breaking story. All right, Catherine, what do we know?
So essentially what the judge is saying here is that Elon Musk's attempts to unilaterally dismantle USAID likely violated the Constitution, and essentially that obviously is as it relates to Elon, but also any of his employees, those Doge employees who helped this dismantling of it. Now, what's important here is what the judge says. It's unclear what implications this will have long term, but what the judge did do is that for any current USAID employees or those on administrative leave, the judge says that essentially the email, payment, security notification, and all other electronic systems, I'm quoting from him here, need to be reinstated. So again, while the judge did rebuke, of course, Musk's role within the Trump administration and his role with Doge in dismantling unilaterally USAID, it's really not clear exactly the implications of this decision, and the operations of USAID remain unclear at this point. But surely a rebuke of Elon Musk and his role, which the judge believes is unconstitutional.
All right. So, as I mentioned, I do believe that a lot of the stake is because Elon Musk was not confirmed by the Senate. Right. If you listen to some of the talking points that many Democrats are using on some of these late night talk shows and such, they'll say, oh, well, everybody else went through Senate confirmation. You know, they're official parts of the administration. And Elon Musk is not. He's a billionaire that just wants to get his hands on everything. You know, it's all sorts of nonsense. You can nip all of these things in the bud right now to my friends in Congress. Is if you just go and make sure that you can back this up and do whatever Trump needs and have whatever Doge needs to make these cuts. Now, I do suspect there's other ways around this, possibly going through the State Department with our Secretary Marco Rubio. Right now, they're having USAID is now being housed under the State Department. It's now, it's no longer an agency by itself. So that would make sense. But you know what? I think there are going to be some appeals here from the Trump administration. I think they might win on appeal. If not, like I said, Congress could get their act together and we can truly see these cuts. Another executive order that was turned around was the ban on transgender people in the military. We are told that that is also unconstitutional. I believe that's probably the toughest argument either side is going to have to make because it's just so new. So we'll keep our eyes on that one. But right now, a judge says that trans people can, in fact, serve in the military. The executive order was the other way around. So we'll keep our eyes on all those things. Of course, we'll make sure that we talk about this meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Is it really what it seems? A lot of people are scratching their heads, so I'll read the notes on that. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show, and thank you to everybody that listened in. I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon,